Okay, we are up to Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel of Maseches Beitza. So says the Mishnah as follows, Behima Mesukenes, if you have an animal who's in danger of dying on Yontif, and in general, while we say that a person is allowed to shecht and cook an animal on Yontif if they want to have a nice Yontif meal, that's only for a Yontif meal. But well, let's say I just want to do it because the animal's dying, and if I don't shecht it soon enough, then it's going to become it's going to die, and it's going to become treif. I won't be able to eat it anymore. So am I allowed to kill the animal, shecht the animal in a kosher way, so that I will now be able to enjoy my animal when the time comes, which will probably be after Yontif. So says the Mishnah again. If an animal is in danger of dying on Yontif, and the owner therefore wants to shecht it so that its meat doesn't become aser, lo yishchot ela im kinish shachus b'yom le'achol mimena kazayas sali. So Chazal were nice enough to say a person is allowed to shecht this animal. However, he's only allowed to shecht it in a situation when there's enough time remaining in the day for him to be able to eat a kazayas of a piece of roasted meat from it. So he has to have enough time to shecht it and to roast it, and to eat a kazayas of this meat from it that is roasted. And then it's permissible to do so, even though he's not going to eat it on Yontif. But there has to be that time for it. Rabbi Akiva Omer, afilo kazayas chai mi beis tvi chasa. Rabbi Akiva says an even bigger kula, that a person who has this concern is allowed to do it if he has enough time to shecht it and eat an olive-sized piece of gazayas of raw meat, specifically from the spot of its where it's shechted, like on the neck. So you basically just take the piece. So that is the amount of time that he needs, which is less time, obviously. Shechata basada, if he shechted the dying animal out in the field. So if he does it at his house, that's because he wants to eat it. If he does it in the field, that seems like because he can't eat it now, so he's doing it in the field. So he shechts the animal in the field. Lo yivi ena v'amot uvamota, so he can't carry it back to his house on a pole or a stretcher, because there's a concern that like it's going to cause too much, and people are going to be so drawn to this, and it's going to cause so much like attention, and everyone's going to say, "Oh, look at this guy! Like a chutzpah, he shechted this on Yontif." So even though technically it's mutter, we say he can't carry it back in such a showy way, because we don't want to be like chutzpah dick to the Yontif. But he could go back and forth to his house many times, back and forth, even though that might raise some suspicions that he's walking back and forth so many times. He can go back and forth from the place of the shechita to his house many times to bring back the animal limb by limb in his hands. So he'll go back, bring the head, then he'll go back and bring the arm, etc., etc. So he is allowed to do such a thing. Even though, again, a little showy, but it's not as showy as the stretcher or carrying it on a pole or something like that. Okay, Mishnah Dal. So Mishnah Dal deals with the interesting case of a bechor. So a bechor, the halacha is that you have to give the bechor to a kohen as a gift, and the kohen is going to bring it as an offering. However, if the bechor becomes, it has a permanent mum on it, so then it basically can be eaten anywhere, and it doesn't need to be redeemed, and so that's how it's treated. So, what is the halacha if you have a bechor that has a mum on Yontif? You are allowed to shech that animal, and you're allowed to eat that animal on Yontif because it has a permanent mum, so now it's just going to be eaten and enjoyed. But let's say you don't know if the mum is permanent, so it has to be examined by someone, by an expert, to make sure it is a permanent mum. So is it allowed to be examined on Yontif? So you say, what's the concern of that? So the concern is that you're not allowed to have court cases on Yontif if you don't convene the court. Usually on Yontif, you don't issue rulings on Yontif, so can you decide about this animal on Yontif? So let's see what the mission has to say. It's going to be a machlokas. Bechor shenafal levor, if you have a bechor, an animal, firstborn animal that became blemished before Yontif, but it wasn't inspected yet, so he fell into a pit on Yontif, and the owner is concerned that it's going to die there. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Yirid mumcha v'yira, an expert can go down into the pit and examine it and decide whether or not it's a permanent mum or a non-permanent mum. Im yish bo mum, if the expert determines that it has a permanent mum, a permanent blemish, so now it could be shechted and it could be eaten, yale v'yishchot, then the owner is allowed to take this animal out of the pit and he can shecht it, he can eat it, because it's shown that it's not going to be muktzah. V'im lav lo yishchot, but if it does have a permanent mum, then he cannot shecht the animal. Right. If it does not have a permanent mum, so he can shecht it. So he therefore also cannot move the animal, raise it out of the pit, because it's going to be mukta, because it's not for Yontif use, it would seem. However, it would seem that he is allowed to take care of it so that it doesn't die, because you don't have to lose the animal, have it die. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon has an even stronger chumrah. Koshe ein mumo nikar mi bo'od yom, any b'chor whose blemish wasn't recognized that as a permanent mum while it was still daytime, meaning before yontif, if it wasn't recognized, if the mum was not recognized before yontif, ein zeh min hamuchan, then it's not prepared for slaughter at all, meaning it can't even be inspected and permitted on yontif, because doing this would be like judging some sort of a court case, which is usher on yontif. Therefore, even if the mum is permanent, you can't have someone decide that on yontif, and the b'chor therefore remains forbidden all of yontif, and therefore it would be considered a muktzah. So that brings us to the end of Mishnah Daled, and God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Hey, but for now we'll stop right here.